Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Blessing game. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Weldon Long is back. Weldon has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 7 years. He is the author of Consistency Selling, also The Upside of Fear, also The Power of Consistency, and he is a great resource for us folks, especially putting your best foot forward to the marketplace. And when Weldon speaks, we listen. Weldon, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So, Weldon, I'm a grizzled old salesman. I started selling on commission. I don't market in years anymore. I market in decades and almost half and actually half centuries. So I've been doing it a long time. I've seen a lot. I've been trained by the best. I've made all the mistakes, and I paid for them. And the one thing that astonishes me is something that I know that you want to talk about, and that is the failure of people to follow up. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's become more important than ever. Consumers are more sophisticated than ever. They're more educated than ever because of the internet. So people have become less and less likely to be, you know, influenced to make the first call close, right? People aren't going to be, you know, pushed into making a purchase they don't want to make. People are way more thoughtful. And I was looking at some research recently. 48% of salespeople, Jim, never follow up even once.
Wow.
25% of salespeople only follow up once, right? So we're talking about 75% of sales professionals who follow up once or less. But here's the crazy part. 80% of consumers say they purchase after the fifth contact with the company. Now, if we got people following up once or not following up at all, and people are saying they need 5 exposures to a company before they purchase, that's a huge gap.
Well, and let's define contact. Weldon, let's define contact, because contact doesn't mean five face-to-face calls.
Right.
Contact could be they open an email you sent them. It could be that they went to your website, right?
Right. Right. So here's what we teach small business. Like, that first contact might be a marketing piece. A direct mail, an email, like you said, maybe it's something they saw online. And then they might call into your company, and that could be a second contact. And then you could make the sales call. That could be the third contact, right? So there might be 2 or 3 or 4 contacts, you know, included kind of with our first visit. But that still means we need to be following a couple of times, right, to make sure they have that 5th and 6th and 7th contact to where they feel comfortable.
Well, that's exactly right. And so that's the thing. And this is what's different. This is what's different about when I was a pup selling. You know, most of the contacts that we would have with them would either, they might call us, they might see our ad in the paper or something, but most of our contacts were face-to-face, and especially B2B, we'd go out and knock on their door and walk in the shop and they got to know us. That's different now. People are wanting, they're requiring to see you maybe 20% of the time that they would have 40 years ago, right?
Right. Well, and you think about it common sense-wise, it's easier to build trust and build a relationship face-to-face.
Yep.
Right? It's more difficult over the telephone or over the internet, which means there's even additional emphasis on the follow-up.
That's right.
It's going to take a long time for people to feel comfortable with us if it's over the phone relationship or over the email relationship before they're comfortable to write that check or give us that credit card.
Right. There's no question about it. And so now how is everything that we just said, folks, was true in 2019, and it was true for the first 2-3 months of 2020. But now we've been squeezed through the wormhole of the coronavirus shutdown. We're splurging out on the other side of the other side of this wormhole into the, what I call the new regular, the post-pandemic marketplace. How are things going to be different?
Well, Well, things are definitely different. And you talk about it used to be all the contacts are face-to-face. And as the economy has matured, there's less and less face-to-face. And certainly in the post-COVID and during COVID, there's way less face-to-face. A lot of companies are going to digital presentations and that type of thing. So, you know, things are different in terms of our ability to really connect with prospects, right? So, again, it's going to take more and more contact, more and more opportunities to build a relationship, to build trust, to earn their business, that type of thing. So there's definitely a shift. I also think that because of the restrictions on the economy over the last few months of COVID, people are at their desk more. People are working at home more, which means they had even more access to information, more time to do research on the products and companies they're purchasing from.
And now, so they're less likely to see you face-to-face, aren't they?
Exactly.
In person, exactly. I should say.
Right. And many companies are having, you know, to make specific strategies around virtual presentations. We've done it among other companies I own. I own a heating and air conditioning company. And we have to include that as the offer. When the person calls in, we let them know that we can do a virtual presentation if they prefer that. I will tell you, most people have chosen to have a regular visit at their kitchen table so long as they're wearing the mask, the gloves, the shoe covers, that type of thing.
Right. It's interesting. But that the point, though, is your companies are realizing the reality of the sensitivity that people have, the reality of the conditions that we are under right now. They're making adjustments, and as long as you're sensitive to what customers expect from you, business is going forward, right?
Yeah, and there's even new opportunities. I will tell you, when this thing hit in March, I was on a speaking tour in Florida. I was going from Orlando. I had just finished up speaking for the day in Orlando, and myself and my speaking manager were driving down to Miami. It was just quicker just to drive. And during that three-hour drive, I had about $100,000 in speaking and training events that canceled.
Wow.
Like, canceled or postponed.
Wow.
Like it all hit that day. Right? So we end up getting to Miami. We spend one night there, and I fly back home. I get back home in March, and everything is like you said, you know, the new regular. Right?
Right.
It's like, okay, we got to figure stuff out. Well, Jim, I had been working on an app for the residential services industry that automated the follow-up process for them. So I'm sitting at home. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and launch the app.
You're going to want to work on the app.
Hold on to that thought.
I'm going to let you finish that after the break. Folks, this is called pivoting. What he's describing is called pivoting from the old to the new, and we are going to have to do it. 20 after the hour. We're going to be right back with Weldon Long after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.